We have with us today David Yokelson, Program Director of IBM Advanced Case Management, to talk about IBM's strategy for advanced case management and what it means to CMA customers in insurance. Thank you for joining us today, David.
Thanks, Peggy.
We'll get right to it. Can you tell us what is IBM Case Manager and how does it add value to the CMA platform?
Sure. IBM Case Manager is itself a platform that helps organizations design solutions that address what we would call case workloads. And a case workload is identified by its being very unpredictable and by having a variety of different information that needs to travel along or among the different people that would adjudicate a case or a workload in order to get to a particular outcome. And we'll talk about examples of those in a little bit. The value add to the CMA customers and platform is that for the first time, we are allowing folks to take advantage of the investments that they've made in the CMA product and platform and integrate IBM Case Manager directly with it, meaning that the content that you have created or saved or simply managed in the CMA platform all along can be used as part of cases that you design or solutions that you design in Case Manager. And you can then take advantage of all of the unique elements of Case Manager, the tasking and so on, to design and deliver case solutions.
Well, that's great news. Can you tell us what is unique about IBM Case Manager and why is IBM Case Manager better or different than using CM8 alone or developing a solution with other tools?
Well, I'd be happy to. In many instances, what we have found is that our clients and numerous organizations have created case solutions a variety of different ways. In some organizations, they may simply use file folders, but others may attempt to build a solution in a more process-oriented platform or try to knit different products together in order to get a solution or may go to a point product. But what often happens is they may end up with a variety of different platforms hosting a number of different case solutions in their organization so they don't gain leverage out of a single product. And it's often more difficult to create a case solution in some of these tools because these tools don't always recognize this inherent unpredictability of a case, use case, or situation, and they don't all address the information or the analytics that are required the same way. And so these are some of the things that are unique about IBM Case Manager. Case Manager, first and foremost, is built for a business analyst to design solutions. And while we certainly provide a variety of capabilities for IT to assist in creating those solutions, which could mean integration, it could mean upfront UI design, and so on, our goal is to allow a business analyst to, in one place, design all of the elements of the solution that he needs, including tasks, which I'll talk about in a moment, including the documents or information that are required, including the dashboards that may be reporting in real time on what's happening across a set of workloads. So all of those different capabilities are brought to the front and made easy to consume for a designer or a business analyst. Additionally, the tasking capability in Case Manager is unique because it allows an organization to address this unpredictability of a case. A case is comprised of a variety of tasks that are all about getting to a particular outcome, but one doesn't always know the path to take to get to the outcome. And so case management is about knowledge workers making the right decisions to get to the right or the best outcome for the organization. And very often that happens dynamically. It happens based on interactions with customers or constituents. It happens based upon information that is collected or learned. And it's based upon the intelligence of the knowledge worker or the case worker. So Case Manager addresses that by providing tasks that are dynamic, that allow the organization to not only create independent actions that can be required or optional or they could be ad hoc, whatever the situation requires, but they're also auditable because we're tracking them in the system as tasks and they can be they can relate to each other, they can initiate tasks among each other, and basically we're preserving this notion of a dynamic sort of a situation to address the unpredictability. Another unique element of Case Manager is the underlying object model, or the ability to persist information or persist structure that needs to travel along logically with a case, so that the knowledge worker, the caseworker, always has all of the right information and actions and histories in context. Because cases tend to be long-lived, that's very, very important for any caseworker or any knowledge worker that happens to pick up a case at a point in its life cycle or even later on after an outcome has been reached.
Great. How about some examples? Can you cite some solutions that are of interest to clients?
I can. In insurance, we see a lot of interest in the underwriting space, for example. We also see a lot of interest in what I would characterize as complex claims management. And really, one could argue that case management is in the eye of the beholder. I wouldn't tell an organization that wanted to put case manager into place to deal with life claims or disability claims not to do it. But where we really shine would be in those instances where there is a complexity, or there could be exceptions for whatever reason, or basically you don't have a straight through kind of a process. So organizations tend to look at case manager, and underwriting is a good example of this. It is a use case in which you don't have a predicted path throughout the underwriting of a particular policy. There are numerous actions that may be taken based upon information that's learned or documents that are collected and so on. So those would be good examples that we're seeing put into play today.
Well, thank you, David, today for your time.